is. The story must honor those specificities without losing sight of the general, the world historic causes and ramifications of the upheaval. The poet Osip Mandelstam, in a poem that goes by various names, a celebrated first anniversary commemoration of the start of 1917, speaks of liberty's dim light. The word he uses, sumerki, usually portends twilight, but it may also refer to the darkness before dawn. Does he honor, his translator Boris Dralyuk wonders, liberty's fading light, or its first faint glimmer? Perhaps the glow at the horizon is neither of longer sunsets nor less sudden dawns, but is rather a protracted, constitutive ambiguity. Such crepuscularity we have all known, and will all know again. Such strange light is not only Russia's. This was Russia's revolution, certainly, but it belonged and belongs to others too. It could be ours. If its sentences are still unfinished, it is up to us to finish them. A note on dates. For the student of the Russian Revolution, time is literally out of joint. Until 1918, Russia used the Julian calendar, running 13 days behind the modern Gregorian. As the story of actors immersed in their moment, this book follows the Julian, the one they used at the time. In some of the literature,